injuries and sickness gone as if they had never been. But without that, amputation was the usual way to stop a man losing his feet to black rot, and maybe his legs as well. In any case, it was best to avoid becoming involved with Aes Sedai more than absolutely necessary. Years later, you could find one of them had tied strings to you just in case you might have need. Aes Sedai thought far ahead, and seldom seemed to care who they used in their schemes or how. That was one reason Lan avoided them. How long would Basram's renewed alertness last? Lan wished he had the answer, but there was no point in taking the Damani to task further. All of the men he commanded were bone-weary. Like every man in the army of the grandly named Great Coalition, sometimes it was called the Grand Coalition, or the Grand Alliance, or half a dozen other things, some worse than uncomplimentary, likely every last man was near exhaustion. A battle was hot work, snow or no snow, and tiring. Muscles could knot from tension even when they had the chance to stop for a time, and the last few days had offered small chance to stop very long. The camp held well over 300 men, a full quarter of them on guard at any given time. Against Aiel, Lan wanted as many eyes as he could manage. And before he had gone another 200 paces, he had had to wake three more, one asleep on his feet without any support at all. JM's head was up, and his